This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, nice. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sorry about that. Had some mucus there for a sec. I don't understand why. Look, see, you guys may not be excited about my show, but I gotta tell you, man, any mucus in my respiratory tree, it is a popping. It's like, man, I'm there. So let me clean off the microphone and let's get to it. Got a lot to talk about. Apparently this headline is circulating saying, sorry about that. 1 in 5 Americans have fallen victim to medical errors. And I know you all are like, mm-hmm, and you're looking to me, and like, whoa, 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 whoa. All right, we will take apart, and I mean take, shall I say, tear apart this study. I think it's a real half-assed study, a real piece of work of a study. However, there are medical errors that are going on, and we need to discuss those. But really, 20% of you have fallen victim? Some of you have wanted to know what's going on with Zika. Is Zika still around? Yeah, it is. And what are we doing about it? Well, we're going to be talking about that. Many of you guys will go into the kitchen first thing in the morning, like I do. I'm usually limping when I get into the kitchen. I got plantar fasciitis. And, oh, which brings up another topic I need to bring up. But, well, plantar fasciitis. But anyway. So, I don't even know if I can bring this up on air. But anyway, I limp downstairs with my plantar fasciitis. What I need to tell you guys is be very, very careful. There are plantar fasciitis foot massagers and stretchers that aren't foot massagers. They're something else. So you need to be really, really careful. Now, me having plantar fasciitis, I really like to stretch the foot. I like to get it taped up. I like to change my shoes. I have to change my workouts because I limp for like the first, I don't know, few minutes of every day. Or if I sit for a long period of time, got to be careful with buying certain online things. But that's all I'm going to say with that. So anyway, so you come downstairs, you reach for some orange juice, and because you're kind of out of it, you drink and it spills on your face, and you know, you drink out of the carton. Excuse me, now I'm hiccuping. Look at this. I just sound really lovely. And as you drip orange juice all over your face, you grab your kitchen towel to wipe off your face. Well, they say now that your kitchen towel could have some real, real bad, nasty superbugs, and you better not wipe your face with it. Hey, that was a good lead-in. Yeah, I spent about a minute and a half on that lead-in. I thought that was pretty good. Medicare is taking aim at boomerang hospitalizations of nursing home patients. Boy, I love that headline, a boomerang hospitalization. What does that mean? Well, that means we discharge you from the hospital, you go back to the nursing home, something happens, because you weren't ready to go back to the nursing home, or home, or whatever, and then you boomerang back to the hospital. You know, for a society trying to humanize patients and what patients go through, using the term boomerang, I don't think works. Vitamin D, good. Another study talking about vitamin D. Some celebrities are speaking out because of how the media reports celebrity suicides. And there's a discussion now about what we could do to prevent copycat killings. Apparently, we go into a lot of detail because people want to know how people died. Why did Robin Williams commit suicide? How did he do it? What about Anthony Bourdain? What about Kate Spade? And so, do we give the details or do we not? We're going to talk about that. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Now, I need to warn you guys. If any of you want to get, let's say, weight loss or plastic surgery. And the doctor goes by Dr. Drop It Like It's Hot. I would rethink visiting that doctor. And a Florida woman right now is facing 6 charges after investigators say she claimed to be a registered nurse and performed medical procedures despite never earning a medical degree. Jesus Adelavia, or Jesse Lopez, owns the, quote, Dr. Drop It Like It's Hot weight loss clinic. I don't think I would ever go to a Dr. Drop It Like It's Hot. The 39-year-old allegedly prescribed medications and performed vampire facelifts on patients. A second suspect, Dr. S. Kama Ashraf, was arrested on charges of knowingly employing an unlicensed person. They say one of the signs in one of the treatment rooms says, don't forget where you came from, but never lose sight where you're going. Well, in this case, they've lost sight of where they're going because Jesse's going to county jail. That was Sheriff Grady Judd. There's some sense of humor there. But apparently on the Facebook page, there's a photo of Jesse performing a procedure on a patient. What are you guys doing? Where are these patients coming from, and why aren't they being more careful? Yeah, many of you guys know that I had to have a breast lift, right? Because we talked about tripping and I not being able to tie my shoes after the kids, right? Well, you breastfeed. That's what happens. And so I thoroughly researched that doctor. There was no way I was going to let my puppies get into the hands of somebody who I didn't think was worthy. And I understand maybe some people don't have internet or whatever, but if somebody advertises themselves to something that could actually, you know, be a rhyme or be a song lyric or a rap, they may not be the New England Journal, you know, field of medicine type doctor you're thinking about going to. I don't understand that. Maybe what it is people are getting less, or they're getting more colloquial. You know, I attracted a lot of patients, and I'm not very New England Journal-y at all, or Journal of American Medical Association. I mean, I could barely understand those journals. And the reason why I attracted people is because I was down to earth, and I did sing, and I can rap. I got a good man. I can rap. I won't rap for you guys yet because I don't think anybody wants to hear me rap. But anyway, I liked, right, you know, not looking like the, I don't know, calculator-toting type of doctor. But you can only go so far. And I'm sorry, a doctor dropping like it's hot? No. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DR-ELLIE. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, 1 in 5 Americans, according to this headline, have fallen victim to medical errors. That's according to a survey. Now, if any of you have fallen victim, I do empathize. I feel bad for you. That's not cool. Having the wrong leg cut off, there's no excuse for that. You know? Having to pay for a pregnancy test when you're a male and never asked for it, that's wrong. And yeah, I'd call you a victim. But this study doesn't explain why 20% of you guys are falling victim. What exactly is happening to you all? And so I ask you to tell me, call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, what medical errors have happened to you? What mistakes have happened? Who did it? What was the scenario? What did they do to fix it? But I'd really like to know what we're doing to that degree to make a headline where 20% of us have something screwed up when it comes to our medical care. Now, according to this article from studyfinds.org, they say the medical errors by healthcare professionals don't just put a patient's physical health at risk, they can be equally damaging to a person's mental state and financial well-being. That's true. A new study examining the frequency of medical mistakes reveals an unsettling statistic. 1 in 5 are victims of such blunders. Now, this research was carried out at the University of Chicago. Now, how scientific was this? Well, they conducted a survey. They asked 2,500 American adults. Now, the survey expanded on a previous poll from 1997 that was conducted by the National Patient Safety Foundation. And apparently from May 12th to June 26th, the research team wanted to find the effects and the causes of medical errors. And 21% said they personally had experienced a medical mistake. 31% said they knew somebody who was a victim, somebody else that they were close to who was a victim. And they say that the ambulatory sites, or these clinics, are the most common places where the errors occur. And they say mishaps related to patient-provider communications and diagnosis are the most commonly reported. Okay, so now give us detail. What are they talking about? What medical errors? And I need to know. It's not that I need to know so I could sit there and rip on the article and defend myself and ask you guys to play a violin for us medical providers for being beat up in the media like we always are. I want to know because I teach medical students. And if there is something that students are doing or doctors are doing, or medical providers or PAs or nurse practitioners, then we could then suggest to their training centers to, you know, guard against that, to make changes in the curriculum to teach them not to do that. So what are they talking about? So mishaps related to diagnosis. So let's look at Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas had throat cancer. 99% of people who eventually get a diagnosis of throat cancer are first diagnosed with a sore throat. If you walked in to see me for the first time and you said, hi, I've had a sore throat for 3 days, I am not going to run $2 million worth of tests and treatment. I'm going to look at your throat and assess you to have a sore throat and tell you if it doesn't get better despite treatment. We will look deeper. Oh, that's a medical error because I eventually had throat cancer. Is that a medical error when we see you for the first time? You have a sore throat? No, diagnose you with a sore throat. If you have a sore throat, that's, you know. Well, what about the guy with Ebola? He was diagnosed with acute gastroenteritis. That was a cluster. That one I'll give you. What about the guy whose leg was cut off? The wrong one. That's a cluster. That is. Well, my doctor gave me blood pressure medication and it didn't work. And we had to switch the medication. Is that a blunder? Is that a medical error? No. We're going to try on one medicine and we'll see if it works. Well, I had gonorrhea and the doctor gave me the medicine for gonorrhea and it didn't work. And then I had to get stronger medication because I ended up having super gonorrhea. But that's not the doctor's fault. That's not a blunder. We're not going to treat everybody with the highest, strongest, most expensive antibiotics. We're going to assume you have the run-of-the-mill gonorrhea, treat that, and then we'll take it up a notch if we have to. So I would really like some more details on this because this is making us medical providers look like absolute idiots. I mean, and maybe we do have a bunch of idiots. Look at this doctor drop it like it's hot. She wasn't a medical provider at all. I mean, there are some idiots out there. You cut off the wrong leg, that is bad. You operate on the wrong patient, that's bad. And listen, mistakes will happen. Mistakes always happen. How many of you guys got the wrong order? You know, how many of you bought a carton of eggs and, you know, three of them look cracked. I mean, things happen. In medicine, unfortunately, we can't let one mistake go because one mistake could be deadly. But they're telling us that 20% of the time there's errors. Well, maybe not 20% of the time, but 20% of you are getting errors. So what exactly are these errors? And if they really are happening at that degree, then we need to really change things up. Now, electronic medical records was supposed to solve some of these issues. I remember that 1997 study. And that was one of the reasons why everybody was pushing electronic medical records. Well, they can't read doctor's handwriting, so the wrong medications are being written. That's a biggie. Doctor's handwriting stinks. All right. So, fine. Now it's a computer. Okay. All right. So, the diagnosis was written halfway, or there wasn't enough documentation. Well, EHR has helped that. Now these notes are 3-4 pages long. So, if that's the case, how come we still have 1 in 5 people reporting medical errors? Where are these errors? What is going on? Well, a wrong dose was given to me. Okay, explain that. What's the wrong dose? Well, I was given Norvasc or amlodipine for blood pressure. They gave me 5 milligrams. 5 milligrams did absolutely nothing. I went to a new doctor. They gave me 10, and that worked. But we always started at a lower dose. So, of course, I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Last week, I got an email. He wants his name left off. Somebody did not run a PSA on this patient. He had asked for his prostate to be checked. He got a rectal exam, but his doctor never ran a PSA, and he's 46 years old. And so he had some concerns and, you know, about the doctor, and we don't run the PSA that much anymore. I like to. I love to get a baseline PSA to check your prostate, and then check it, you know, a few years later to see how much it rose. But many of these new medical guidelines, or these guidelines we're getting for the task force, no, they don't want us running PSAs on 40-year-olds, people in their 40s, even people in their 50s. They don't want us using it as a screen. Many of his doctors still do. So would that be, does this person think that's an error? Now, maybe the doctor forgot. He said he told the doctor. And it, now that happens. Patient will come in, talk to me about half a dozen things. I will forget what they originally asked me before the long slew of things. And they're like, oh, remember I wanted you to check my thyroid again. And then I'm like, oh, well, we started talking about this, 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 and this. And one thing that I had done in my practice is I like to put the chart down and talk to you, looking at you. I never had computers in the room where I had my back to the patient so I could type. I didn't do that. So did I ever forget that somebody wanted a test and then have to add it on? Yeah, that happened once in a blue moon. Oh, that's right. We ran your thyroid a month ago. It was normal, but you wanted a recheck. You didn't have to, but I'll do it again. That's fine. So you like, look, things happen. All right. It's not the biggest calamity in the world for those little things to happen. But if we really are screwing up that much, I would really like some more detail than just, oh, yeah, we surveyed a bunch of Americans. Now, we're going to be coming up on July 1st, and one of you had written asking about the hospitals July 1st and medical errors because you have new doctors. We'll talk about that. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Set for public release later today, a government watchdog report reportedly criticizes the FBI for its handling of the Hillary Clinton email probe. Bloomberg's already saying that the Justice Department inspector's report accuses former FBI Director James Comey of deviating from standard investigative procedures. President Trump's longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen, under investigation for business dealings, including giving hush money to porn star Stormy Daniels for her silence about an alleged affair with President Trump. Now reports are Cohen is losing his criminal defense team and may start cooperating with federal prosecutors. The president's current lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says,
I checked into this last night. It's not so. He's not cooperating, nor do we care, because the president did nothing wrong. We're very comfortable if he cooperates, that there's nothing he can cooperate about.
USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop. I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so cool.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So July 1 makes a lot of people nervous, especially when they go to the hospital. Or they have family members that are in and out of the hospital. Because July 1 is when new residents take over. So medical students that we graduate in May and June, when they graduate, they then become interns. I talked about how the schooling goes. We go to college for 4 years. Some of us five. For me, luckily, I was able to do it in 4 years because I had AP classes and took summer classes, but it's a lot of credits. So you go to college for 4 years, then you go to medical school for 4 years, and then, depending on your specialty, you could have a residency anywhere between 3, 5, 8 years, depending on what you go into. But that first year of residency, you're an intern. Okay? And, yeah, it's kind of like freshman. Yeah, you get made fun of a lot, but that's okay. You're an intern. It's kind of funny because you see the fourth-year medical students. They act like they're seniors, right? They're like the jocks of the school. And they're like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, you guys have no idea. You're going to be an intern, right, in like 30 days. and then that chip on your shoulder is going to be knocked off so quickly. So back in, I believe it was 2010, a study came out scaring the hell out of everybody, saying medical errors are highest in July because you have new interns. And that scared a lot of people. And so one argument we would have, and I had, is I said, guys, hold the phone. Okay? Usually the attendings, and let me just tell you really quick, so how the hierarchy is you got the intern. The intern is not the lowest person on the totem pole there. You have medical students. You all have a fourth-year medical student and a third-year medical student. Sometimes you'll even have some little baby doctors, call them little babies. Even some first-year medical students may be tagging along, going, can I see you too? You know, and you're like, don't touch anything. Just keep your pacifier. Okay, thank you. I love the little baby doctors, little baby first-year medical students. They're so cute. They're so cute. Anyway, so the intern will have some medical students under them. But when you become an intern and you get the long coat, and now you have that MD or DO after your name, that's some serious stuff. And the average intern is humble. I was. And then above you is your R2, your second-year resident, and then your third-year resident, and then if there's a fourth or fifth-year resident, okay, they may call them PGYs, postgraduate year, whatever, or superior officer, whatever they make you call you. I think my residents made me call them God. And then you have the attendings. And the attendings are the grown-up doctors. I'm now a grown-up doctor. I've been an attending. It's amazing when you walk in the room, right? Everybody falls into formation. It's like being a general. It's really cool. You walk in, the resident tells the patient, the attending's here. The student's like, oh, the attending's here, the attending's here. And you walk in, everybody hushes. Like what I'm about to say is going to be like gold. It really is an ego boost. Usually I walk in, I walk up to the students, and I see the patient there, and I go, I got to take a pee. I go pee, because I usually do have to pee. I'm not very attending-esque. So that's kind of how the hierarchy is. But if you see, you have a lot of layers there. A lot of layers, a lot of people on a team. So there's a lot of oversight. Not oversight meaning missight, but you have people looking over everything. The attending makes sure that whatever the residents and medical students did was up to code, up to par. The R3 oversees what the R2 does. R2 oversees what the R1 does. The R1 oversees what the medical students do. And the medical students, they just sit there and look scared. So everybody gets watched. Well, a study today came out saying closer supervision of these residents doesn't necessarily curb the medical errors. That was my argument. You know what? They're being watched like a hawk, especially in July. Well, they say attending physicians who joined patient rounds and monitored residents closely did not significantly reduce the medical errors. They say a study looked at 22 attending physicians. They participated in this clinical trial. And the study involved 188 internal medicine residents that was conducted between September 2015 and June 2016. Each attending physician provided two different levels of supervision. The study found that those attendees who were more hands-on, or mommy them, like I like to mommy, right, did not significantly reduce the rate of medical errors, but did lead the interns to speaking less, and residents reported a decreased level of autonomy. So, they're recommending that there should be a balance of patient safety, learning needs, and resident autonomy. Now, you guys are like, well, what the hell does that mean, and why does it have to do with us? Well, we need to train on people. And those people are you. The reason why I am such a good doctor, and damn, I'm a good doctor, is because you guys let me practice. You let me do my very first rectal. You let me do my very first pap smear. You let me look at your x-ray and take a stab at what I saw. Now, there was always somebody to catch you. And a good student and a good resident will always ask. Now, keep in mind, I learned in an era where when you did ask a question, you got yelled at. You got yelled at really badly. And so your instinct would be to not ask. But I couldn't do that. I couldn't make a mistake and be wrong. And so I would take the beating. How do you not know this? You can't read that x-ray. Are you telling me you can't see that's a tumor? Are you telling me what kind of an idiot are you? Okay, the patient has a lung tumor. Now I know I can identify it because I couldn't tell if it was pneumonia or a tumor. Thank you very much. I'm going to go get this biopsy. Thank you. Even though a lot of times pneumonia can hide a tumor. I was actually right, by the way. But that's okay. It's okay. The attendant is always right. But nowadays, attendees are not allowed to yell and be as much of jerks as they used to be. But that's how I had to learn. And I learned. But we practice. Now, some of you will say, well, that's why I'm not going to go to a teaching hospital. Well, I prefer a teaching hospital. I picked up on that right away when I was a medical student and a resident. Because teaching hospitals, there's always medical providers. There is always somebody and a bunch of them around. 50, 60 at a time, sometimes in the middle of the night. Whereas some of these private hospitals, well, doctors at home. Now, thank God for nursing staffs. Thank God nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system, and they usually are on top of things, and they're great. They'll find doctor errors. They're amazing. But I just found that the lights were always on, and things were always, bustling around at a teaching hospital. Whereas in a private hospital, it's more quiet. And I that may be nice, if you want a, day at the spa. But if you're afraid and, you kind of want your doctor around, there'll be less doctors around in a non-teaching facility. So I think there's a lot of advantages to that. Now, we were talking about doctor errors and what then happens in July? Well, personally, I never saw in my training July being a deadlier month. There may be a little bit more confusion, and there may be a little bit more of a restructuring, because now that hierarchy is shifting. That senior resident has graduated. Now you have a new baby doctor running around. Now you have new medical students. But every month there's a shift. Every month there's a shift. Because when somebody rotates and they do internal medicine one month or family medicine another or OB, obstetrician another, you see? So there's always a shift every month. But they're trying to make a big deal that intern is going to kill you. And they're not. The intern's not going to kill you. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So 3 years ago, Zika made daily headlines. I mean, we were talking about Zika. We were scared to death because we had the Rio Olympics and a bunch of Americans were going to be going down to Brazil and then coming back with Zika, where Brazil, especially near Rio de Janeiro, had epicenters of Zika virus. Zika virus could cause devastating effects to babies born with it. Even not initially, early in infancy, it may manifest later. adults could get Guillain-Barré. You might not get affected by it, but then you could transmit it either by sex or a mosquito could land on you and then transmit it. And Zika scared the hell out of everybody. It almost looked like people were more scared of Zika than they were Ebola. Well, people want to know what's going on. We don't hear about it. If we don't hear about it, is it gone? Well, I'll tell you. So, Zika was first reported in the Western Hemisphere in 2015. As Ebola started to decline, and the official bad Ebola outbreak was winding down in about 2016, Zika virus emerged. And it came after a time where, and people were concerned, that we were manipulating mosquitoes, trying to fight malaria and stuff. And so people didn't know if there was something related to that. They were talking about how these GMO mosquitoes were released in Brazil, and they wanted to see what would happen if they were sterile. And I'm not sure what they did with the mosquitoes. But one theory is that spurned this whole big epidemic. Again, I don't know how much I believe that, but you wonder, because Zika has been around since the 40s. So why such a huge epidemic? And it spread rapidly from northeastern Brazil to other South American countries, through Central America, up the Caribbean. Large number of people infected. I don't even think if we have the actual numbers. Puerto Rico got hit. And the symptoms were usually mild. Some people didn't even realize they had Zika. If you did have symptoms, maybe you get rash, maybe you get fever, maybe you get joint pain. But if a woman at any stage of her pregnancy became infected, whoa, that baby would develop severe physical and cognitive disabilities. So the head would be too small many times for the brain. There'd be poor neurological development. Child would have a Zika-type syndrome, not able to swallow, move their limbs, etc. And it was very, very frightening. And people were scared. Some people put off getting pregnant. Some people even didn't go down to the Olympics. Some Olympians didn't even go. They're like, I want to start a family. I do not want to get Zika. But the epidemic was self-limiting. They said immunity increased after the outbreak, and the disease starts to subside. And this Aedes aegypti mosquito is still around. It could still be carrying Zika. But they've started to limit the mosquito control to high-risk areas. It's now endemic in Latin America. New cases are being reported, but they think the virus, if it is circulating, it's at very low levels. That's according to Dr. David Schwartz, clinical professor of pathology at Medical College of Georgia. Schwartz will be chairing the session titled Pregnancy and the Fetus at the second international conference on Zika and the Aedes-related infections tomorrow, or is it today, maybe in Estonia. So anyway, the Aedes aegypti mosquito is the toughie. That's the one that carries Zika, yellow fever, dengue, and other viral infections. And so where a lot of us in the medical community are unsettled is we really don't know why this epidemic just blew up to the degree that it did. And it's a vicious cycle when it comes to infectious disease. Okay, remember, you know, mosquitoes transmit infection through their suck-blow mechanism. They inject a little saliva into you to numb up the anesthetized area so you don't know that the mosquito's on you, so you don't flick it off. It has time to feed. It feeds, sucks up blood. Sucks up, could be your Zika blood if you had Zika. Then it goes and lands on somebody else for another feeding. Again, does a little blow mechanism to open up, inject it, its little feeding tube into you. Use some saliva, and that saliva could transmit the disease, and then it sucks blood. So the more people that have Zika, the easier the mosquitoes are to transmit. And then if you could also transmit it during sex, that's... So there were multiple ways this could be spread. But Zika's still out there. So they aren't really talking too much about this immunity. Once you get Zika, are you immune? I don't think we know. Once you get Zika, how long will it last? And then if you get pregnant, how many years later can it still affect the baby? So a study published this month in the Science Translational Medicine, a research group from Brazil developed a mouse model to investigate the potential long-term symptoms of a congenital Zika virus infection
This is according to Yahoo.com. And the scientists observed several early and late symptoms. Weight loss that was never recovered in adulthood, cognitive deficits, long-lasting impaired motor function. And when they looked at mice, they found memory was affected, social ability. And so these are things that once a Zika-infected baby has it, they have this for life. They have the symptoms. They have the symptoms for life. So many of us in the medical community are hoping that we're not keeping our guard down when it comes to this, because this was very, very scary. And when outbreaks happen, there may not be rhyme or reason, just like with Ebola. Ebola had been smoldering since the 70s, but then all of a sudden it killed 11,000 people. So sometimes it's the wrong place at the wrong time, and we get this little cluster or tornado of events, perfect storm. Now, plague affected a child in Idaho. It's the first case in Idaho in 26 years, even though we've seen plague in other, about 7 people on average get the plague each year. And a little boy is recovering. He's doing well. He was treated with antibiotics. He became ill last month. And health authorities had received laboratory confirmation that he had bubonic plague. We talked about bubonic plague. It's the most common form. You get these big buboes. That's how we call it, bubonic plague, buboes, these big swollen lymph nodes. You also have pneumonic plague. Pneumonic plague you get in the lungs. It's the most virulent because you could cough it on people and it could become fatal. I told you about that cat that was on that lady's chest and she was trying to comfort the cat because the cat was coughing. They're like, oh, poor baby cat. Well, the cat and she are dead within a week because cat had pneumonic plague and gave her pneumonic plague. So the plague can be pretty deadly. And we don't know why the child got it. He was on a recent trip to Oregon. Maybe he picked it up there. Could it be ground squirrels? Could it be rodents? So human plague cases are still rare, especially in Idaho. So they're, you know, concerned about that. And symptoms of plague are headache, fever and chills, extreme weakness. And the bubonic plague, you get these big swollen lymph nodes, and that's not fun. And pneumonic plague, you're getting the lung symptoms like coughing, difficulty breathing, chest pain, etc. Now, sometimes humans will pick it up, not because they're touching, you know, rat poo-poo, but because they're getting bitten by fleas. And so we recommend that you treat your pets for fleas and make sure your pets aren't running around campsites getting it. Wear insect repellent, long pants, etc. And the CDC recommends to prevent the plague, reduce rodent habitats around your home, workplace, and recreational areas. Hence, stay away from rats. Wear gloves if you're going to handle or skin potentially infected animals. You got to make sure this doesn't touch the skin. The bacteria will transfer in. Use repellent if you think you're going to be exposed to rodent fleas, if you're going camping or hiking or working outdoors. You've got to keep fleas off your pets. Using flea control products, maybe flea collar and stuff, and do not allow your dogs and cats to roam free in endemic areas or to sleep on your bed, because then they give it to you in your sleep. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.